Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hello, welcome to our last Moving Up show. Josie, what Disney sing-along are you seeing today?
The final Disney song is Moana. Josh, what recipe do you have for us today?
My final recipe is Lunette's shortbread. Lily, what are you doing on the show today?
I'm going to read a poem I have written. Jack, what games will you be talking about today?
Jack and I are discussing our favourite games.
Also, our Moving Up discussion, we'll be talking about our thoughts on the Moving Up show and the 4Ps. Come on, let's get started.
Hello, this is Josie Shores, and this is Walt Disney Play Along Sing Along, a timeline for Walt Disney films. I'll be picking my favorite songs from the soundtrack and singing them for you too. But also, this is the final.
Josie, which film have you picked for the final?
This one is called Moana, and it means the ocean. It's about another princess film, except she is only the daughter of the chief. It was released in 2016, and it was set in Polynesia. And Moana is about a hero female who was chosen to restore the heart of the Fiti by the ocean. But the only way to do that she'll have to travel to the ocean to find the lost demigod Maui to help her save the kind Mother Nature and destroy the bad Mother Nature, Takar, because she's the lava monster.
And which songs have you chosen for us, Josie?
Number one is How Far I Go. And sometimes people might want to sing that because when it's summer and you want to go swimming in the sea, it'll help you give the confidence for going to the water, getting your whole body wet. Number two is Where You Are. Like, with your friends and family, you have to know where you come from, where you are, and who you are. Number three is We Know the Way. It's about Moana's ancestors who used to be voyagers. It means boating when they travel across the ocean. Number four is Shiny. It's like all the treasure you got, and it makes you feel very, very rich, and they're too shiny because they shine like the sun. Number five is my favorite one, You're Welcome. And why? Because if they say thank you to you, you have to say you're welcome because it means you're doing some good deeds for them.
Take it away, Josie.
What can I say except you're welcome for the ties that's on the sky? Hey, it's okay, you're welcome. I'm just an old Danny Demi guy. So what can I say except you're welcome for the islands I pull from the seas? There's no need to pray, it's okay, you're welcome. Ha, I guess just my way of being me. Well, anyway, let me say you're welcome for the wonderful world you know. Hey, it's okay, you're welcome. Well, come to think of me, I got to go. Hey, it's a day to say you're welcome, 'cause I'm gonna need that boat. I'm sailing away, you're welcome, 'cause mommy can do everything but float. You're welcome, and thank you.
Bravo.
Yes, thank you all. This is Josie Shorts, and this is Walt Disney Play Along Sing Along. I hope I'll be singing again for you on Vectis Radio someday.
I'm Josh, and this is my last recipe of the week. This week's recipe is Millionaire Shortbread.
Josh, why did you choose Millionaire Shortbreads for the last one?
It's one of my favourite recipes.
Oh, brilliant. Let us know what ingredients you need.
For the shortbread, you will need 250 grams of plain flour, 75 grams of caster sugar, and 175 grams of butter, softened. For the caramel, you will need 100 grams of butter, 100 grams of muscovado sugar, and two 397 gram cans condensed milk. For the topping, you need 200 grams of plain or milk chocolate.
Okay then, Josh, what do you need to do with all those lovely ingredients?
You need to heat the oven to 180 degrees C, or gas mark 4. Lightly grease a 33 by 23 centimeter Swiss roll tin with a lip of at least 3 centimeters. To make the shortbread, mix 250 grams of plain flour and 75 grams of caster sugar in a bowl. Rub in 175 grams of softened butter until the mixture resembles fine breadcrumbs. Knead in the mixture together until it forms dough, then press it into the base of a prepared tin. Prick the shortbread lightly with a fork and bake for 20 minutes or until firm to the touch and very lightly browned. Leave to cool in the tin. To make the caramel, place 100 grams of butter or margarine, 100 grams of light muscovado sugar, and 2 397 grams cans condensed milk in a pan and heat gently until the sugar has dissolved. Bring to the boil, stirring all the time, then reduce the heat and simmer very gently, stirring continuously for about 5 to 10 minutes or until the mixture has thickened slightly. Pour over the shortbread and leave to cool. For the topping, melt 200 grams of plain or milk chocolate slowly in a bowl over a pan of hot water. Pour over the cold caramel and leave to set. Cut in squares or bars.
Ooh, so I was just thinking about all those lovely, sugary, gorgeous things. Well, are you going to pop back home and make those for us?
Yes. You've been listening to Josh's Recipe of the Week.
I am going to read a special poem today that I have written. It is my last day on the Moving Up show. This poem is entitled, I Remember the Radio. I'll remember the radio. If I can just tell you, speak the truth. I want to know if I can continue talking to you, getting to know your ways. If you let me, I'll be brave. Today, I am going to confess. You have taught me to talk, taught me to express, to rise up and conquer my confidence. In more ways than one, all I can say is, I thank you for everything, giving me the chance to tell the world what I think and how I feel today. Today, I will remember it. Vectis Radio will remain in my heart always. I hope you enjoyed this poem. Farewell from Listening with Lily.
Hello and welcome to Jack and Jack Game Chat.
And for our final chat, we'll be talking about our favourite games.
My three favourite games are, in no order, Uncharted 4. It's like an action adventure story type game. It sort of focuses on collecting like different types of treasure, and it's a really good like game, it is, and if you're into like your graphics and that. It came out in 2016, it's a PlayStation exclusive.
And my three favourite games, one of my favourite games is Skyrim. It's an RPG, like role-playing game, you can choose your own character.
And my second favourite game is Mario Odyssey on the Nintendo Switch. It's a 3D action-adventure platformer, and you can go around collecting moons with like your like hat you've got, and you can like shape-shift sort of into like dinosaur when you're like in different levels and that, and it's a really fun, satisfying game to play, it is.
And my second favourite is Team Fortress 2. It's a first-person shooter where you can attack or defend, control points, payloads, or intelligence briefcases. Or the player man versus the machine, player versus AI, which I enjoy the most.
And my final and last one is Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3, which is a skateboarding game, and you can go around completing like different tasks and stuff with like this thing called Classic Mode, and it's like proper like fun, and it's got a really good soundtrack to it, and it's an easy, chilled out game, and it brings me back to my childhood on the PlayStation 2.
My third final favourite is Ultra Street Fighter 4, which is a 2D arcade fighting game. It's like you versus another opponent, and you have to try and beat that opponent, obviously.
This is the final last episode of Jack and Jack Game Chat. Hope you enjoyed listening to us. Goodbye, and yeah, that's it.
By now, you would have realised this is our last show. Here are some of our thoughts on the Moving Up show.
I'm really disappointed that we are finishing. I've been coming to Vector Radio for 3 years. In that time, I've learned to edit and produce a show using Adobe Audition. It has helped me to speak more confidently on the radio and in everyday life.
The show ending was very unexpected. When I first arrived at Vectis Radio, I was very nervous. An EMF put me at a comfort zone as I watched what went on, and at the end of the session, I had the bravery to go on live radio, and I liked it.
I've only been here for 3 weeks, and I haven't accomplished what I wanted to achieve, reading my book on air.
Even though I've only been here for 3 weeks, it's been really interesting to see how the radio works, and also it's been really fun talking live on radio. I wish I had more opportunity to continue this.
Hi, I'm Debbie. I work in class with some of the group. It's been very interesting seeing an improvement in students' confidence. I think it's a real shame that the learners will no longer be able to record the Moving Up show, as they have all learnt new skills and they have all really enjoyed it.
When I first came to Vectis Radio, I was very shy and quiet. For a while after getting the confidence and courage, I got used to joining in with the group. Now that I'm no longer shy and quiet in the group, I take the lead and help others in the team.
I've had the opportunity to talk to different people and interview people at the One Life Festival, John's Club, the Living Room and the Red Cross Shop. I like being on air. When you're on air, you are putting your voice out to other people. I'll miss you, Moving Up show.
Being part of the Four P's has made me interested in the things that go on in the world and interested in the people around me, and I'm learning to work as part of a team. I've now got the confidence to ad-lib and speak more on the show. I would miss doing that.
I have gained an understanding of talking on the radio, and I've got used to talking in a group.
It has been fun to be part of a team, working with friendly people. Thank you very much.
It has given me the confidence to sing on the radio. I have enjoyed having the responsibility of having ideas, researching and recording it too. But now that it is all over, I'm feeling so disappointed and upset that we're all leaving.
Thank you to all our students who've participated over the 18 months that we've produced our weekly show. You've shown commitment, courage, professionalism and been loads of fun.
Claire and I would like to thank Hannah B,
Toby,
Christina,
Alicia,
Amy,
Corey,
Josh,
Harry,
Josie,
Jack
A,
Lily,
Ryan
and Chaz.
You all have been fantastic.
Thank you, Ian!
Hello, welcome to the Moving Up show.
I've been asked by Ian to come and do the lonesome show, so the fate was a love doing. I can give my opinions on the way to the
I'm Jack.
And I'm Chaz.
Yo, 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 everyone, this is Josie Shaw, and this is Walt Disney's Play Along, Sing Along.
One person that has inspired me is Ian Mack from Vectis Radio. He has encouraged me to speak out more.
Hi, this is Felicia. It's good to be back on Vectis Radio.
I'm Josh, and this is my recipe of the week. This week is jam tarts.
Hello, Claire, do you fancy a cup of tea?
Oh, hello, Sherry, that would be lovely, thank you.
Do you take sugar?
No, I'm sweet enough, thank you.
Here we go.
I'm a lot more confident with my work experience. I'm a lot more confident talking to people now.
Hello and welcome to this year's Christmas discussion.
I'm Chaz and I'm going to be talking about Pac-Man. It's a very old game
I enjoy speaking on live radio with Ian Mack. He is friendly.
Listen with Lily, a serialisation of End of the Trail.
Hello, this is Game Chat with Jack and Jack.
My hero is Ian Mack because I've been doing Vex Radio for quite a while. So when I first started, I wasn't as confident when speaking on radio.
In fact, I was there the first day you were at Vectis Radio. I can absolutely vouch for that. It was very, very new for you, and Ian Mack just gently got you involved, and I think he gave you lots of opportunities.
Yeah.
This is the Moving Up Show, part of the 4-page project on Vectis Radio and for Overwhite College. You can listen to us on 104.6 FM and online.